Tackle the Sport Zone on Salford City Radio.
So I was plastered from my foot to the top of my thigh, and I then spent 2.5 weeks in hospital. And after I'd been in hospital for about 4 days, specialist came in to see me because I was complaining, because I said that the plaster had been put on wrong. So he took the plaster off, and my mum and dad were there, and he pulled my mum and dad to one side. Obviously, I was oblivious to it, and he just said to my mum and dad, he said, we need to operate on him because his leg's bent, and it's healing in a way that if you allow it to heal like this, he'll probably never play football again. When we do the operation, it'll be 60-40 that he'll play again, but it's something that's going to give him a chance of playing. The Reverend, the vicar who works in Manchester United, he came in and see me, and he asked if he could pray for me. So I was like, yeah, you know, no problem at all. And I thought he was going to do it at home, but he went to the bottom of the bed and started praying. So it was really that type of thing. And the operation was a great success. And I look back, and it's probably one of the best things that could have happened to me, because I was really struggling at Manchester United then in my first year as an apprentice. And I was out for 5 months, but during that time I grew, and mentally I think I became stronger in the last 6 or 7 months. The 6 months that then I had to prove myself as a second-year apprentice when I got back from injury was probably the best 6 months that I had as a youth team player. And I think because of how dedicated Manchester United saw that I were, that they gave me a 2-year professional contract. And I look back at it now, and like I say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And that was a big growing up time, I think, in my football career.